Taylor loves a B movie.
She loves a drag queen.
She loves a drag queen.
Does she like
fapping noises? Probably.
Jerk off noises.
Taylor, tell us how you get down. It seems so tight.
My cheeks need poppers.
In a bad way. Yeah, loosen your butthole.
You can't loosen my butthole so I get that cheek pop.
We learned a fun thing today. I mean, that's on brand. We learned a fun thing today when I Google searched, because Casey and I got into an argument, do poppers loosen your butthole or make them more tight?
I thought they tightened it.
Because we didn't know.
I guess I was thinking of a donkey punch. I don't know.
No, I could imagine a donkey punch makes you like clench.
Yeah, right? That's the point.
Yeah, but no poppers.
Loose that b-hole.
Yeah,
that b-hole.
I think you would have covered this on Talk Dirty to Me.
We've never covered poppers.
We'll bring it up next time.
If you do poppers, Taylor, you don't know if this is my cheek or my butthole.
Yep. God, Casey, if that's your butthole. First off, your butthole is very well shaped, you know?
Wait, you can tell by the noise?
Yeah, well, I don't think you can make that fap noise without, like if there's hair in the way. Like, put a pile of your hair in your mouth and try to do the same sound.
Just like the idea that I could shove a lot of hair into my mouth, yeah. And that would be equivalent to the hair. Yeah. What kind of weird witch forest do you have growing on your butthole?
That is private, ma'am. Just put a tendril of your hair in your mouth and make the butthole noise again.
Okay.
I personally am not going to share with you the intimate details of my butthole.
But we know there are tendrils.
Because that's for me. Look. Whether I curl my butthole hair or not is none of your business. Whether braid it down there and dress it up with frilly little bows is not for you to know. That's for me, my gynecologist, and my husband, and my Lord and Savior.
Taylor?
Taylored.
She knows?
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I'm sorry. Sarah Vam.
Because we like our fight scenes real shitty.
Yeah. Yeah, we gave it the good old indie low budget, didn't think about it, try.
Didn't hire anybody who knew.
Nope. We gave it the old, how are we going to do this? I don't know, let's just do it on the day.
Yeah.
So Vam. Yeah. We gave it the old... The old try?
So, Vam, because everybody administers hate crimes.
Yeah, Sarah Vam. Because we don't need to establish this world first for buy-in. We just need to take it as a given that everybody's just so mean to the GLBTQ community.
They really were in this film, Jesus.
They're terrible.
Nobody saved them.
I just think maybe it's because it's Australia.
And they don't know?
I don't think it's that they don't know. I think that...
What year was this film made?
2022.
What?
I think they're just terrible. I think that the anti-gay agenda in Australia might be really bad.
Really?
I think so. Because of a thing I watched on Netflix once. Yeah, I mean, trigger warning. We are not qualified to know the Australian culture or laws.
Or struggle.
Yeah. Or the GLBTQ plus struggle, even in this country, in this America. Because we are not those people. Hello, it's me, it's Sarah Marie, and I'm a sucker for a butthole. No, I'm a sucker for a really good vampire film.
And a butthole.
Yeah.
And I'm Casey, and I'm just a butthole.
A woo 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 woo. for reals, Casey writes and studies scripts. Casey's a damn genius. Casey knows how to think about story. Casey knows how to be a human being because she has a butthole.
Yep. And Sarah Marie just really likes buttholes.
Yeah, I really do.
And together, we are the two of the buttholes of Little Renegade Films, a production house that produces podcasts and web series and other sweet treats.
And this is Bloodsuckers. It's a podcast where we endeavor to watch every vampire film we can get our fangs into.
And as super fans and filmmakers, we'll be pumping you full of our own personal brand of heroin, i.e. commentary and opinions and stuff.
So suck it up and listen in. Tonight, we're going to sink our teeth into So Vam, the Australian film from 2022 called So Vam that we're going to try to pronounce correctly, which is So...
So Vam.
Because you're supposed to say all the vowels. And then add an R, maybe?
Yeah.
Vam. But first, Messy Mouths! You know when you try to eat a nice, clean meal and you're taking shots of a blood from a shot glass, but you still manage to get it all over your mouth?
Yeah.
Sometimes our mouths get messy too. We mess up all over the place. Here are last time's disgusting accidents. You got one? I got one.
What's yours?
Well, Angus, one of our most delightful members.
Angus.
Yeah, Angus in the Discord.
With the cape.
Yeah, with the cape. The sexy, sexual Dracula cape.
Mm-hmm.
Angus is in our Discord, our Little Renegade Films Discord, and noticed a messy mouth from Dracula 2000, from the year 2000. Angus said, and I quote, "I'm listening to Dracula 2000 episode, and I think I've got a disgusting accident to submit. So you said the soundtrack is ridiculous death metal, but in fact, it's ridiculous new metal."
What?
Yeah.
What?
New metal.
What?
I know.
There are categories?
Of metal, yeah.
There's something called new metal, N-U, metal?
New metal. And then he also said there's one track by Slayer in there as well. I think they were possibly having an identity crisis at the time. And I said the 2000s is a weird time.
New metal?
New metal.
Well, thank you, Angus, for clearing that up.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
We love it when you...
I thought metal was metal.
Yeah. Angus found the comments below, and he commented in them.
Yes.
Which makes him our favorite sucker.
It's true. Thank you for bringing that to our attention, Angus.
Yeah.
Everybody, that was new metal. It was not death metal.
The difference between... I'm going to give an example of death metal. Ready? We sink our teeth tonight into...
What's wrong?
What?
I've crossed oceans time to be with you is what I always say.
Oh, okay. What am I supposed to say?
Stronger than death.
Our love is stronger than death.
Give me peace. I can't believe you got it wrong.
I know.
I had to correct you.
I know.
I love that you got it wrong saying the thing that I always get it wrong with.
Yeah, it's because I listen to you say it that way every week. Tonight we drink deeply of the film So Vam. From 2022.
We're out here doing the Lord's work, watching vampire films so you don't have to.
The Lord's work.
After being kidnapped by a predatory old vampire, Kurt becomes part of a gang of rebellious vampires who feed on bigots and abusers. As a vampire, he finally knows empowerment and belonging, but his maker is still out there, and until Kirk faces the monster, he will never truly be free. But this time, he won't face it alone. After being kidnapped by a predatory old vampire, Kirk becomes part of a gang of rebellious vampires who feed on bigots and abusers.
I would say that's more accurate.
Yeah, I would say that's more accurate,
I think,
too.
That the other one is the story they were trying to convey but did a bad job.
Yeah, I really agree. A lot. So what was the story really about?
A gay kid who was getting beat up on for being gay gets attacked by a predatory vampire who also is beating up on gay kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tries to kill him, but doesn't. He gets turned instead, and then he's part of a gang of vampires that are outcasts and misfits. But they're not outcasts and misfits. They're just other LGBTQ members.
Yeah. And he's got a best friend.
And they have to defeat the predatory vampire. Which is him defeating all of the bullies that were beating up on him when he was not a vampire.
Yeah. And there's a big moment of, I'm not afraid of you.
Yeah, it's such bad writing, everybody. And bad acting. Like, the dialogue is insane. The acting is just terrible. I think it's on brand for Australia, though. Have you ever watched an Australia TV?
We have watched an Australian vampire film, and it was also insane.
Yeah, I'm also thinking there's this kid's high school, like, series that I can't...
Degrassi,
that's very bad. It's, like, the same as this. It's, like, bad. Like, there's no... Like, the whole film was poorly ADR'd. It was weird.
It was weird. The ADR was weird. So, first, before we get too far into it, the writers were Alice Mayo Mackey and Benjamin Fall Robinson. And it stars... Zay as Kurt, Grace Hyland as April, Tumelo Nthupi as Andy, Chris Asamos as Landon, who I think is our evil
brother,
cowboy vampire, Aaron Patterson as Katie, etc., played the fortune teller, etc., is an Australian
drag queen.
Drag talent, yes.
Was the... the lead vampire girl played by a trans person, or?
I think so. That's the tricky part, because this is such a low budget. Yeah, which happens with, I think Shudder, it does a really good job of, like, bringing us a lot of low budget films we wouldn't otherwise see. But the problem is that because none of these people have updated their IMDb, I don't know which actor played which.
That's fair.
Yeah. And all the names are, we should have been playing. I didn't know I needed to take notes, you know?
Can we take a minute and talk about the hate crime in this film?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
In what world would you have a piece of paper? I mean, I am not a victim of these crimes, nor have I had a life that would ever expose me to anything of this sort. But it strikes me as strange that in a classroom, somebody would write, "die homo" on a piece of paper, throw it at another student. And then later was, like, say, like, in a moderate volume, "die, faggot." And the teacher wouldn't hear it and be like, "hold up."
Yeah, Australian listeners, like, what's the situation down there? Because right now it's looking like it is not great. And this is set clearly in 2022.
Yeah, the bullying and the hate crime is, like, if you're gay, everybody, even, like, even girls will just, like, hate you.
I mean, it was set in 2022, right?
It was awfully 80s.
It was awfully 80s, but I couldn't tell if that was aesthetic or time period.
I thought it was set in the 80s.
He had a tape deck.
Yeah, that's the 80s.
Yeah, but the kids these days might like tape decks.
Nope.
No? You think it was set in the 80s?
It was set in the 80s, dude. Nobody wants the bad audio of a Walkman.
I mean, I've got a tape player case.
You're a special case.
Thank you.
Is that what you listen to when you want to listen to music?
It depends on which tapes I want to listen to. Like, I have listened to all of my Joanna Newsom on tape just for fun. Like, I brought my tape player into the car to listen to it on tape. Because it was different than the LP that I also have it on. And the digital download that I also have it on. Casey is looking at me like I'm insane, and she's the one that's crazy. So I could see the 80s being a different time, because I remember, like, watching some American films set in the 80s where I'm like, yup, that bullying feels fucking accurate. Or, like, Dazed and Confused. Do you remember watching Dazed and Confused?
Never watched it.
There's a whole hazing situation that happens in that film that I'm like, okay, that's definitely dramatized for funsies for film. But at the same time, people got away with just calling kids horrible names and covering them in ketchup and beating them with a paddle for hazing, for fun, or whatever. So if that's true, then this seems like a more realistic world than what I was thinking, which was that it was set in 2022. But they didn't do a job at all of establishing world.
No, they didn't.
I didn't know how big of a... They talked about getting out of this small town, but they didn't
get out of the small town?
They didn't show us. Well, at the end, there was a skyline of a city, and he was cuddling with his boyfriend, and so I assumed they lived in the city now.
Mm. Yeah.
But it was not shown, not told, and the telling wasn't great either. And then I would have liked some way to establish what time period we were in or what the rules of the world were. But then I question, is it just because I'm like a straight white female who hasn't lived this experience? And if I were in the GLBTQ community, not just as an ally, if I were to watch this film and be like, yup, you know?
No, I think they just did a bad job.
I think so.
Because I mean, they hammered their point into the ground about treatment of LGBTQ people and then forgot to make a good movie.
This film was only an hour and 13 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad. Bad acting. Bad scripting. Bad story. The story was basically a kid gets bullied. A kid gets preyed upon by a predator who then he becomes a vampire, but his best friend is still a human. And so that's his, like, difficulty, which is still muddled because the script was bad and the story was bad. But then he overcomes that, and she knows that he's a vampire, and he gets a boyfriend, which
very quickly
makes him very happy. And he loves being a vampire because he finally feels like powerful. And then he stands up, everybody stands up to the predator vampire that was preying on the outcast and says, I'm not afraid of you. And then they all attack and eat him.
Yeah. So the stick with metaphor.
And that's the whole story. So what would make that story good?
Being less on the nose.
I agree.
Having more of the drag theme throughout.
And better drag performances.
Better drag performances.
Buddy.
Honestly, it's like super basic stuff. Like, the dialogue was awful. The acting was awful. I'm not really sure what his want was.
I think he wanted to not be horribly bullied.
I guess he wanted to get out of this town.
Yeah. And he wanted to be a drag performer. He said that early when he and his bestie were watching the film together.
Yeah. I found it, one of the things that pulled me out of the world was when they were like talking about things that weren't really, when they were describing him as a vampire and they're like, he's so strong, he's so fast, like he was different than the other vampires, but you had witnessed nothing that made him seem, he's so fast, he'd never been moving it more than a walk.
He's good at controlling his camouflage face, which didn't make any sense.
No, yeah.
There was that, like, wouldn't it be cool if we had a cool face effect and then he could control that face effect, but we didn't explain why
it existed.
Or
like, when he first turned, he looked in the mirror and he had, like, weird wrinkly vampire face. And they're like, imagine your face, touch your face, imagine your face, put your face on that face. And then his face in the mirror looked more like his face. And they're like, wow, that was so fast.
April spent a lot of her dialogue just saying things like, here are the rules of the universe, and everything is fine. And now I'm going to go do this next thing for the universe, and I'll be right back.
Yeah, she was very, the same energy level the whole time. She just was just a bunch of exposition.
Her outfits were all cute, though. Every single one.
Her outfits were cute.
But that was the other thing, like, her outfits didn't seem like they belonged in the 80s. They seemed like they belonged in the now time.
I don't
understand fashion anymore, though. The kids, one of my students came to class the other day, and she looked like she came out of, like a TRL, and she was part of the TLC. Like, she was wearing, like, a huge fur white jacket and, like, a tiny, like, halter and, like, huge baggy pants. And, like, I could have seen her in a bucket hat as well. And I was like,
you look
very early 2000s. And she went, thank you. And I went, oh.
You're like, oh.
Okay.
Back to that.
So that's
here's I think what gives it away. The Walkman means it's set in the 80s. And the reason the clothes are questionable is because it's low budget.
Mm.
And they did 80s via color and weird accessories. Like the predatory vampire's cowboy hat and his leopard print. Her clothes were a little more modern for sure, but the coloring of them was very 80s.
Okay. That pink leather jacket, though, was cute.
That was
okay.
And her sunglasses were cool. Mm-hmm. And when she controlled people with mind powers, when April controlled people with mind powers, her eyeballs glowed pink.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. And when the evil guy controlled people with his powers, his eyeballs glowed green. Which makes me think that everyone's eyeballs glow the color they want them to.
The color of their non-existent soul.
Kind of like your lightsaber in Star Wars.
Yes.
You know? Like Samuel L. Jackson. My lightsaber
would totally be pink.
Oh, mine too.
Yeah.
Samuel Jackson had a purple lightsaber. Because he wanted one. And they were like, that's not in the universe. And he was like, I don't give a fuck.
Did he have a purple lightsaber?
Yeah, he had a purple lightsaber. Because he wanted one. He was like, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I'm going to have a purple lightsaber. And they were like, yes, sir.
It would be a combination of red and blue.
Yeah. Because he's awesome.
Yeah, all powerful.
My lightsaber would be iridescent sparkle. And so would my eyes.
Oh, I know.
No, they would be like little spirals. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
And they would make a noise. Woo!
This sounds complicated.
Yeah. Complicated, complex issue.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked that eyeball feature.
I can tell.
Yeah.
You're still talking about it.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of other things I liked. I liked the... What? Okay, first off, before I get to what I liked about it, so Kurt's relationship with his dad was very like, you don't understand me, Dad. I'm telling you that these kids that bullied me that have now mysteriously disappeared were assholes and were really mean to me. And also, my older brother totally raped that girl.
Yeah. It was sloppy up in there.
Yeah, the dialogue was like, and we, are you okay?
No.
You still sick?
I'm like at the tail end of my cold.
You want some water?
I have water. I just have to open it.
So fam. Yeah, so he has a fight with his dad, and in the line of dialogue is like, and you like my older brother better than you like rapes a girl and then denies it. And his dad's like, he didn't do that. And he's like, yes, he totally did. And that was just a lot.
Yeah, it was like, they just wanted to put more hate crime into the film.
Yeah.
Because then that's a big bomb to drop and then never have that character in the film. We heard him say hello once from off screen. And then at the end, they popped a guy in that the lead and his boyfriend were snacking on. He was like sitting in the corner and they were just kind of draining him whenever they wanted. And Sarah Marie and I were like, I guess that's his rapist brother.
Yeah.
He must have gotten edited out.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe?
I don't know.
I can't believe that they would edit anything out of that film.
At an hour and 13 minutes.
Like, well, because they, you know... Here's what happened. Casey and I start watching this film, and then Kurt and his bestie, I'm going to assume her name is Katie, go to the local drag club, and they're watching a drag performance, and we watch all of it. Like, all 5 minutes, it was not lit well, it was not danced well, though there were quite a many dead drop and split. It was not lip-synced well. There was no build in the song whatsoever. And at that point, I looked at Casey and said, Casey, why did they leave this whole thing in here?
They needed content.
I guess.
Because they showed the whole one at the end, too, and I was like, this isn't good enough to watch.
Well, and that's the thing.
All
like,
the way through.
Kurt was a little, and they talked about it at the beginning of the film, the two drag artists that were in the dressing room were talking about giving him a chance, and they're like, yeah, he's not that good. And they're like, he's better than most we've seen, and no one is good when they start doing drag. And then Kurt, at the end of the film, gets to live his drag fantasy, and like his drag character kind of looks like an Elvira situation, but he is arguably not good. And at the end, everyone's like, that was amazing!
Again, describing things that didn't happen.
Yeah. Which makes you question the very fabric of reality.
Everything.
Yeah.
What did I just watch? Do I not understand a good drag show?
Yeah. What is life?
What is them?
And the other weird thing was, I thought for sure we were halfway done, and then I paused the film, and we were only 20 minutes in.
It was weird.
It was very weird. And my other big beef was the fucking evil, predatory, cowboy hat-wearing, green-eyed vampire took the three women in the high school that were bullies
Yes.
Who, to me, code red is lesbians, but that's just me.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about there. But then he didn't turn them into vampires. He turned them into ghouls. And so we had the male aggressive abuser vampire take three women characters and make them brides of Dracula.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Just ghouly ghouls doing his bidding.
They smelled bad and they were rotting on the inside. They were his Renfields.
Yep. Great.
Yeah.
Love that. But you know what I did like?
What?
I really liked that the dad came around and, like, came and watched him in his drag show.
That was interesting.
I loved it. I mean, nothing paid off. There was no conflict.
There was no payoff. I didn't think,
there's
the end.
There's no pathos.
No.
Or catharsis.
No. That's because you didn't really ever see him the moment where he changed. Like, he changed, and he went from being beat up and letting himself be beat up to being the one that triumphs over his abusers and bullies. But there was no growth moment.
Yeah.
It was, again, out of place. When he started behaving that way, it was like, no, that's not right. You didn't get there yet.
Yeah,
It's the same. He'd been a vampire for, like, 30 seconds, and then all of a sudden was talking to his best friend like he was an expert on being a vampire and telling the ins and outs. And I was like, no way, dude, you don't know about it yet. Same with he met a guy and then they became boyfriend in like 30 seconds and loved each other.
Yeah.
In 30 seconds. I was like, no.
Which if no. You're going to establish love at first sight or insta love.
It needs to not be a bar makeout in a stairwell.
Well, it needs to be a hot bar makeout in a stairwell. But that little Kurt actor was doing his darndest.
Yeah.
So many, I'm thinking, looks. You know what I mean? Where he's like thinking at the camera and moving his eyeline around so he can think.
Mm-hmm. His eyeline was flying all over the place.
Casey.
Yes.
Sometimes when I'm questioning the very nature of reality, I'm thinking about how much I don't know that I know nowadays. You know when you first learn something? You learn that a thing exists, like story structure, and then you learn story structure and you're like doing story structure. You're like beginning,
middle,
end. You know what I mean? And then enough time goes by and you forget that you know story structure.
Uh-huh.
I was talking to my students the other day about story. The very basicest story is something. Then it changes, and then it settles again. That's it. There's a thing, it changes, it goes back to being a thing. Like, when I boil it down to the most basic, if I'm trying to be the basicest bitch that ever basicked. And I don't understand how someone can do a whole movie with so much beautiful potential and cute pink leather jackets and not get beyond that. That is the only thing they did. And even their change in the middle wasn't real.
Yeah.
How do you do that? And how do you write a script and not study, like, hero-centered journey or causation?
How do you write a script and not try to find people who are better than writing it than you and have them read it and get feedback?
I don't know.
It happens all the time.
I don't know.
All the time.
But then I think, like, there's an episode of Blood Sisters that I don't want us to air because it doesn't make any damn sense to me. But I got some pushback on that. You know what I mean?
Which episode was it?
It was the one where you're drawing that picture.
Oh, I think it made sense. I think it was just awkward because of the props.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't on that. We'll see it on the edit, but I remember watching it on the initial edit and being like, this one is great, but it doesn't make sense as a way, like, how real human beings draw things and look at things. And so I was like, I wanted to scrap it. But here's my point that I'm making is when you take the time to love something so freaking much and then get a crew together and then get people on set, and I'm sure there's craft services or snacks around there somewhere, and you costume it and you light it and you are like a queer human being that feels very passionate about telling this story, and then your end result is that, like, you can't help but not see that, you know?
Oh, you can. People are delusional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to be delusional.
I don't know what it is about screenplay writing, but people just think they're good at it. Like, they are like, I'm going to make a movie. I can do that. And then they write a script, and it's awful, because writing a script is actually a screenplay. It's really hard.
Yeah.
To get it right. It's much more complicated than you could ever imagine. It's not something you do casually, unless you're a prodigy. You have to study and figure out how to do well. And I think there's a lot of people who are just like, I'm going to write a movie. And they do it, and they get it made.
I guess. I just think it's so hard. Making a movie is insanely difficult.
Yeah.
It's, like, really hard. How do you... Casey, the people that you love in your life have to love you enough to tell you that the thing you're doing is shit or has problems.
You have to love your project enough to be able to take it to people and have them read it and get feedback.
Yeah.
I think there's many people who write scripts who aren't like, hey, read this and tell me what you think.
Yeah, because it's so tender.
Because it also, like, some of the problems are so basic.
Yeah. Well, and I think when they're so basic, it makes them hard to fix. You know what I mean? Like, have you ever watched, I know you coached improv back in the day. Have you ever watched someone do improv and you're like, this is wrong on such a profound level that I don't know what to say to you. Have you ever done that? You know what I mean? Like it happens in acting class sometimes. Someone will, like, do a scene and they are fucking almost there, and I can look at them and be like, cool, man, go back to this thought. This doesn't make sense, or you're missing causation here, or let that sink in deeper, or whatever, and you have so much to talk about because they're, like, in the world. Uh-huh. But then someone is like, you're like, cool, how do humans work? And they don't know. And you're like, how do I explain how humans work? Like, how do I explain?
Stop acting.
Yeah.
And be.
How do I explain that, though? And I think that's the problem with this script is, like, how do you explain that this didn't have any stakes or any causation or any
consequences,
real dialogue or world build?
Like that? You explain it like that?
But then how do you fix it? Because that's just that's just making a judgment.
Oh, you read some books on screenplays. You take a class.
No.
You care about the hill you want to die on enough to want to get it right and get other people's opinions.
I want to see this movie again, done good.
I think it's a story that needs to be told, yes.
Yeah. And I want trans actors, and I want drag performances, and I want vampires, and I want them all together. It has all the things I love.
I love the combo of drag and vampires.
Yes!
That could be done better.
Perfect metaphor.
Yeah.
And also, the wish, the whole thing to me felt like a wish fulfillment film where people that are horribly bullied and there are laws passed against them and it fucking sucks get to just eat those bastards.
Yeah.
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 Did I talk at you the whole time again?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's okay that you are passionate.
How's that working out for us?
So great so far. Good. Okay. All 20 of our listeners love it.
I love our listeners.
Yeah.
I love them so much.
Me too. Thanks. Thanks all.
Yeah. Welcome to 2024, everybody.
Hello.
Hi. Is there anything else you want to talk about with this?
In the beginning when the two older drag performers were, like, in their dressing room and one comes in and takes off her jacket and she's in a full on drag outfit. And then she goes on stage and she's in a different outfit.
Yeah.
And I was like, why did they, like, what? That's weird continuity. Why isn't she in the same outfit that she was in backstage? And Sarah Marie was like, oh, that was just her. That's just what she was wearing.
Yeah, that's her going to the studio. That's her going to the
store outfit. But it was such a drag outfit.
And it was so cute.
It was so cute. I was disappointed. I wanted to see it in full because you only got like a corner of it. And I was like, oh, I'm going to see that. And then it was like something dark blue and less interesting. And
from
where's the gold?
And the lighting was like so
real
much,
weird.
So much backlight and so much like back to audience stuff.
Yeah, I'm wondering if there was a stunt double for all of the like ballroom stuff, or
no idea
what, But his in the end was also very bad.
Yeah.
Like, in that it was lit poorly and lots of back to audience.
Yeah.
And he didn't have interesting moves. So there probably wasn't a stunt double in the first one, and she did it herself.
And it looked like she didn't know the words at a certain point.
It was weird ADR.
Oh, yeah. The ADR was wacky town.
Yeah.
What does ADR mean, Casey?
Audio. Digital recording.
Where it, what it is you don't do the sound good on set, so you go to a studio and you re-record.
You watch yourself act, and you try to speak at the same time.
And if you do a bad job, it sounds like you're in a studio instead of in the room.
In the environment. Or it's not matched up perfectly, and you can tell that they're not saying what they originally said.
And, funny bit of trivia, the Italian films, the spaghetti westerns and all of those others, they were exclusively ADR. Like Dario Argento, all of those films, ADR. All really? ADR all the time. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, there's a whole like Italian cinema thing that was just ADR. And I think a lot of different films as well, but I don't know enough about it. Mess Mouse. Blood score.
Oh my god, we didn't blood score.
Didn't fucking blood score.
You think after 76 of these we would remember the blood score.
Okay, I'm putting this in the LGBTQ plus cinema category.
Okay.
Cool. Casey, 50% non-straight, non-white men?
Yeah.
50% women? I think yes.
Name them.
Okay, we had our three Brides of Dracula ghouls. We had best friend Katie. We had hot pink miniskirt vampire leader. We had our two drag performers.
Do those count as women?
Yes.
Or do they count as being drag getting some representation?
It depends. Like, the trans woman who said that she was a trans woman is a woman. The drag performers may or may not be. We didn't ask them. Huh. I'm going to say 50% women.
Okay.
Thanks. Equal screen time for non-white men.
Yeah, absolutely. The lead was not white.
He wasn't? That little boy?
No.
What was he?
Hispanic or something. Australian. He was Australian.
He was Australian. Ah-ha-ha! Which may or may not be.
That's white.
Yeah, that's white.
But I don't think he was white.
I don't think it counts because it's a LGBTQ. He read as white to me.
He didn't read as white to me.
Interesting! What reads as white?
Not that kid.
Okay. All right, I'm not going to fight you.
Okay.
And what do I know?
Nothing.
We didn't ask him, you know? And he didn't say. So it would be rude to ask. This is a sticky issue. I'm just going to walk away.
This whole scoring is very sticky.
For today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable.
You want to not do the blood score?
No, we should score it.
Okay. Convo and content not about the man or stereotypical women stuff?
Yeah.
Yep. Is there one main female character who makes it through the whole film without being sexualized by the male gaze?
Yeah.
Female lead? No. Casey, are you going to award this your bonus point for a good script?
No.
Good story?
No.
Whatever?
No.
Oh. Would I own it? No. Want to be a vampire in that world? No. And you want to know why?
Yeah.
Because aren't immortal.
They aren't?
No, at the end of the film, he was like, oh, we're not immortal, we just have a different lifespan, or something. I don't know, he went blah, 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 not immortal, and I went blah, 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 don't care.
Blah, 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 never mind.
Never mind. Though, I might want to be a vampire just for the glowy eye powers.
You can get that in other vampire universes, it's
fine. Yeah, that's true.
Shimmeriness.
Glitter.
Yeah.
The glitter.
In the sun.
Oh, God.
I'm hideous. Sparkles.
I'm telling you, I'm reading Midnight Sun right now by Stephanie Meyer, which is the book Twilight written from the perspective of Edward. Uh-huh. It is a slog. You can only hear someone say, I'm a monster. Why would anyone want to love me? So many times. While also saying, but I love Bella. I'll do anything for Bella. And it's like... Okay, buddy. You are 70 years old and have learned.
Well, she said in this one, some of us grow up, some of us don't.
I mean, see, that is something that's I've been arguing to you for a real long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Edward is like, just a little noodle.
He's an emo idiot.
Yeah.
He's a fucking emotion child.
But here's the thing. He loves Bella. Bella loves him.
That's all he needs is love.
Yeah.
And glittery skin.
Exposition, point of exposition, then over explains explain. You can say it all right. Yep.
Absolutely not.
They did a bad job of explaining anything and everything.
Yep.
Do we like it though?
No.
No, we didn't like it.
What'd it get?
Oh, it got a
zero.
Zero.
It canceled out.
It canceled out.
It's neutral across the board.
Oh my gosh, what a great score. What a
great score.
Had lots of GLBTQ plus representation, but the story was real bad. So got a zero, and I think that's really fair.
Is there any trivia for this one?
No, none at all. Too indie for us to know anything about it, or for any of the actors to have pictures on IMDb so we could actually put a, like, name to a actor.
Dang.
Yeah. Tropes? Nothing? They could go out in the sunlight. They were just very sensitive. They did need to drink blood. The evil vampire had fake-looking fangs sometimes. They did have fangs.
They could see reflections.
Canine fangs, yep. They didn't not get older or didn't not age.
Stakes. Stake through the heart.
Stake, yep. They could make ghouls. They could hypnotize you with their mind. Make you forget stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, poisonous bite. He bit Kurt, the evil vampire abuser, bit Kurt. And then the other people got Kurt away from the abusery vampire. And then Kurt laid there and they're like, he might not make it. But then he made it as a vampire.
That's not what I got from that.
Oh, that maybe she transitioned him?
That she transitioned him and did something that we didn't see, or that he bled him too much and he might not make it.
Okay.
But he did. There was no talk of a poison bite.
If there was exposition, we would have.
Yeah. If they expositioned hard there, we would know, but we don't.
But there's a very cool thing that happened.
What?
When you drain someone, they melt.
Oh, yeah. Well, their victims just
turn to goo.
Wax.
They
melting in the sun.
They go.
It was the most hilarious practical effect I'd ever seen. They had these like wax heads that they melted and they sped it up, but like you could tell the hair was fake. There was this fake eyebrow that was falling off.
Mm-hmm. It was like the silly goofy mustaches you get in the toy store.
It was fucking ridiculous.
It was very Indiana Jones and the Ark of the Covenant or whatever.
That one was way better.
Oh, very much so.
Way
yeah.
better. Yeah, still that way better.
Yeah, it's true. Very, very true. Okay. Did you have a favorite scene?
Man, I really feel like there should be a favorite scene in here.
Mm-hmm. Or a scene that you'd want to shoot with me.
I can't think of one.
I cannot think of a
single one.
Oh, you know what I would want to reshoot?
What?
Weird fucking bowling ball fight. So Kirk comes up to his best friend and she's holding a bowling ball and she's just polishing it.
I just want everybody to know that her job at this bowling alley, all she does is stand there and polish things.
Yeah.
Because the second time we saw her at her job, she was polishing like the glass on the claw machine.
Yeah.
Like, sadly.
Yeah.
That's like what she was hired for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had a naked lady tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
The end.
She was polishing a bully ball and Kurt came up and was like, I need to talk to you now. She's like, I can't, I'm working. He's like, but I'm having a moment. She was like, if my boss sees me, I'm going to get fired. And he was like, it doesn't matter. I really need to talk to you. And she was like, look, okay, fine. I'll come over after work at 11, okay? He's like, I need it now. And she's like, I'm going to get fired. I need this job. She was like, it's a shitty job. I'll get a new one. And she was like, I like to eat. She was like, go away. And he was like, fine.
And her dad was undergoing cancer treatments, which is why she needed the job. Forgot about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Random. That was the reason why she needed her job.
Yeah, he was being a dick.
And she was like, I can't get caught talking to you as I polish this bowling ball.
Yeah, I think this is also a reason why it was hard to get behind the main character, because he had moments that were like, what are you doing?
And she wasn't standing near any other bowling balls. Did she just carry that one over? Like, were they even in a bowling alley?
They were in a bowling alley.
Weird.
Yeah.
We would shoot that.
Yeah.
You want to be Kurt or bowling ball?
Either. They're equivalent.
Yeah, they're all good. They're delightfully good. And it's the first scene we picked where we're not, like, have anything to do with vampires, yeah. Really. Casey.
Yes.
What do you want to accomplish in 2024? I would normally ask you, like, how's this period of your life? But I don't want to know that. I want to know the future of your period.
How, like, in my life or in Renegade?
Anything. Oh, anything, God, you want to tell me,
that right now.
That's the question I want to know. here's what I really want to know. Yeah. How did you feel about going over to Amanda's and making your montage magazine cutout this year? Did you love it or hate it? You hated it again.
I didn't do that.
Well, I know, but I'm imagining that you did.
Oh, I didn't go. In your imagination?
Damn it.
Imagination, Casey didn't go.
You didn't make a collage?
No.
Damn you.
A vision board for the year? Absolutely not.
Casey, in your vision board, in your imagination, since you refuse to do one, literally, what's on there?
I'd like to do another pole performance.
Yeah! I want to come to it.
Okay.
You better fucking let me come.
I will. A girl let you come.
Somewhere. Oh my God. Quit edging me about your pole performances.
I would like to practice poi more. Maybe get better fans or something.
Fire fans? Fans that are on fire?
Fire fans. Fans are on fire.
Ridiculous.
I auditioned for a play. I haven't acted in a long time, so acting would be nice in something. Mm-hmm. I'm in a weird phase in life where I used to like know exactly what I wanted and I could name my goals for you, and now I did a bunch of self-work and that's all fallen away, and I'm like, what do I do?
Oh, you're in like the blank nothingness of...
I'm in blank nothingness of I was pursuing things with the wrong intention, and now that I know that, I'm like, what do I want? Who am I? What the fuck are my goals? And I haven't figured it out.
Casey, I know I said this before we started recording, and you told me to shut up, but I'm going to tell you again. If your goals change, I'm going to support you no matter what.
Thank you.
If we stop doing this podcast, I'm still going to make you watch vampire films.
Oh, I know.
Don't worry. Casey, are we going to stop?
No. No.
It's okay if we do.
It's not happening.
Okay. I'm insecure.
I know.
I think I'm about to start my period.
It's okay. We were talking about the periods of our life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to figure it out in 2024. What my new goals are.
I love that. I would also like to know what my goals are in 2024. Or at least I want to know what my mountain looks like. You know, like if I don't know the like direct, tangible, explicit goals, I just know.
You also don't have goals?
I do. I want to be so good they can't ignore me, but that's like a little vague, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to become a better designer at work. I'd like to make more money at work.
Yeah.
Those are goals.
Yeah.
Which involves me asking for a raise for the first time in my life.
Oh my gosh. That's huge. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I want to do acting real good. Mm-hmm. And I want to get paid for that acting that I want to do good acting in a good story that I think is good and then do good in it.
I like that you asked this question, but you also didn't have answers.
I know. It's so true all the time.
I'm going to talk about this period of my life.
Oh, do you want me to let you talk now?
Yeah.
Rude.
I want to talk about how I got rid of so much stuff today.
Oh, you want to talk about this period of your life now? I'm so sorry. I thought you were saying like, shut the fuck up, Sarah Marie.
No. It again. The thing I
Casey, are you going to stop doing little renegade stuff with me because I'm so insecure?
No.
I'm not going to scare you off with my insecurity.
No, you haven't yet.
Or my need for validation.
No.
Okay.
No. Okay. I got rid of, I said, I gave up, I had, I just, I have lived in this house for 4 years now, and I accumulated a bunch of stuff, and I had too much stuff, and I was going through and getting rid of things, and I had gone through some clothes to get rid of, like, weeks ago, but it breaks my heart to take really awesome pieces of clothing that are still awesome, I just don't wear them, and goodwill them, because I believe they're better than that,
Wow. But I agree. I don't like Goodwill anymore.
I don't like Goodwilling them. It's a sad thing to do to awesome pieces of clothing that are a bit of your identity. And so Sarah Marie got really smart and was like, take it to Awesome Pets Alive Thrift and support the animals. And I was like, fuck yes, absolutely. I mean, I walked in there and I was like, oh, it's just a tiny Goodwill. But that's fine.
Because
it supports the animals. But anyways, I got on this kick of getting rid of shit. And I had looked at stuff that's been in my life for decades and I haven't worn for decades. And when I was being really cutthroat about it, it's weird the excuses we use to not get rid of things.
Yeah.
Like my dad gave this to me.
Yeah.
My mom gave this to me. Oh, it's sterling, so I should keep it.
Yeah.
And I had to have conversations with myself of being like, what does that have to do with me holding on to something that does not accurately represent me. I will never wear again. And I don't even remember which one of my parents gave it to me.
Yeah. And you don't love.
And I don't love. And part of it's weird because a large chunk of my youth, necklaces were part of my identity.
Like, right.
Awesome bib style choker necklaces were part of my identity. So I held on to them because I was like, that's Casey. I haven't worn those necklaces in decades, but I keep them and I have many. And so I had to be like, it's okay that this isn't you anymore. You can get rid of it. It's fine. If you need another bib necklace, you can find it on the internet.
Yeah.
And then once I realized all these weird excuses I used to keep things were bullshit, I just was like a terrorist in my own house.
And then how did it feel?
Amazing.
Yes.
I'm not done. I'm like thinking of drawers and shelves I can go through and be like, this has got to go, and that has got to go, and that's got to go. It's great.
Yeah.
Very excited.
It's hot.
It's hot.
To have a place for everything and everything in its place.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn you into a Virgo. Yes. Hello.
Hello. Do you have anything from this period of your life?
No. Holidays were really hard. I wasn't expecting them to be that hard. I don't know what I was expecting, but I wasn't expecting to be just smacked in the face with grief. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that I was. I think it's a beautiful, honoring thing. I think grief should be talked about and experienced and mm-hmm. honored. And it was hard. Mm-hmm. I'm generally like pretty hyped for Christmas. Even when I'm not excited about Christmas, I'm still excited about Christmas. And mm-hmm. this year Christmas, I was like, well, fuck Christmas.
The holidays are hard.
They're hard, especially that first year. Any of my suckers out there that are grieving, you know who you are, and I've talked to you before, and I love you very much. The end.
We love the suckers anyways.
We love the suckers anyway. My goals for suckers are just to keep sucking.
Real hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love what we do, and I want to do it, and I want people to see it because I know that it is good. But I don't want to be so desperate that I get tied up in followers and numbers and growth and blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I also don't care. And I think that's because I finally found the end of my bandwidth.
Mmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I found the end of my bandwidth. And I've had to look at things and go, ah, I do not have the capacity to care about that. It's just going to be what it is.
I'm so glad you got there without a major death. That's nice.
What?
Like when my dad died, I was like, oh, I don't care about this. You know what I mean? Like there's stuff that just the perspective shifts.
So, yeah.
In such an interesting.
I think it was also, there's two things that contributed to it. One was the loss of my goals that I held on to really hard.
Oh, yeah.
That I white knuckled and was like, this is who I am and this is what I will be and I'm working towards that. And then I was like, realized I was working towards them incorrectly and what I wanted wasn't authentic and blah, blah, blah. And I think with that fell away a lot of the things that I was like, we have to do this and we have to do this. And I was like, oh, it doesn't matter. What matters? And the other is I, you know, doing 3 weeks of all-nighters at work.
Yeah, that'll break anyway.
Which is not an exaggeration, my friends. I worked 20 hours a day for 2 to 3 weeks. It was the most cortisol, anxiety, and stress I've ever had in my body at one time because of the deadlines and stuff. But hey, you know, in the end, we flew a giant 3D eagle that was flapping its wings with 990 drones, and then the wings ignited because there were pyro drones on them. So it was like a big fire eagle in the sky. Yeah, it was pretty great.
I think we call that a phoenix.
It wasn't a phoenix. It was a hawk because Saudis like hawks.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. A phoenix would have been cooler, though.
Yeah.
Well. Anyways, if you look up Soundstorm 2023 drone show, you will see some fat drone shows.
Yeah. I'm sure your work is awesome. I love the art of it, but I think that they can fuck right off for a little bit and let you, like, recover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess that's all we got.
Yeah, Casey, are you going to leave me though?
No!
Oh my god, okay, fine.
Stop asking.
Quit being so secure. Suckers, you know we love you. If you want to make a contribution, you can go to our Ko-Fi page or write us a review. We've got 11 reviews on Spotify now. I know.
Thank you.
We're a 5-star podcast.
Ooh.
We're back in 1,000.
Buttholes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for leaving a review. If you are out there and you did that and you can hear this.
Yeah.
We would love if you can, if you can't give money or whatever, like reviews are super supportive.
Heck yes. And if not, join our Discord and like talk
chat
to
with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We like it.
We got some vampire chit chat going in there. We tried to start a vampire kink Discord. I don't think that worked.
You know what? It's worked a little bit.
It worked a little bit because I started it and then I was like, I don't know what happens in here.
Yeah.
I was hoping that people would come and take the reins and everybody was like, what's going on in here? And I was like, I don't know. You tell me. And then everybody left.
Yeah. No, Casey, no one left because no one got in there in the first place. No. Burn. No, I'm kidding. No, it's, we have like a little, I made it a little smaller. We've got a blood ray ball now.
Yeah, but nobody's in there chatting.
We're in there chatting. You just don't know how to use Discord. Oh,
I just...
We are in here, ma'am.
Remember that bandwidth thing I talked about?
Casey's like, no one ever goes in there. And
it's just me that doesn't go in there.
Yeah. Everybody else is having a great time.
I see the notifications on my phone when I'm up at 7 in the morning and haven't gone to bed and I'm making a... drone things and I'm like, there's 20 notifications.
It's
going
fucking
in. Somebody's chatting in there.
Angus and I and Melanie and Tacky Puppy and our Taylord or Lord and Taylord. We got some Vampire General chat. We talked about older eps of the pod, some German eyeball vampires.
Nice.
We do have fun. Next week,
did you see my friend Troy, our Troy, Troyology in the Discord, gave us a book called Bloodsuckers.
Oh, I'm excited.
Do you want to read that book?
Yeah, fuck yeah, I want to read that book.
I'll bring it over.
Is it porny? Is it vampires? I want to read it.
Okay, yeah, it's all those things.
Gimme.
Okay, amazing.
You don't know what utter trash I've read.
Great. He read it and he was like, it's very bad.
I mean, I am reading Midnight Sun right now, and that is like not trashy enough to warrant 400 pages that I have read so far. There is some like cool background building where we like find out a little bit more about Rosalie and Emmett and Carlisle and hopefully Jasper later and Alice and stuff, which is cool, but God, she needed an editor that would edit.
Yeah. Well, I'll bring the book over so you can read it.
Fantastic. I'm gonna read Midnight Sun out loud to you.
Okay.
Great.
I think I'm gonna love that. I'm not terrified.
What do you want to watch next week? You want to watch some vampire anime porn?
Yeah.
Let's go.
You sold me on porn.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It's going to be confusing for your junk.
I'm aroused, but because of a cartoon. Am I weird? Does that make me some sort of weird pedophile? Sex criminal?
It is about cats, though.
I don't know if you feel aroused because of a cartoon. I don't know what to call it.
I mean, that's a whole conversation.
Bloodsuckers is a podcast by Little Renegade Films. It stars Casey Sammy and Sarah Marie Curry. Executive produced by Travis Donald. Silent contributions by Taylor Novak and Stephanie Slayton. Title and closing theme are by Tosin Awufeso. Follow us on the social medias at Bloodsuckers Pod. And for more of our offerings, go to littlerenegadefilms.com.